Hey, what's going on? What is going on today? You know what today is. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you know what? We're going to have us a good time today. Yes, we are. We are definitely having us a good time today. I'm your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alcoo Design, broadcasting and welcoming you, the worldwide listening audience. Today on Facebook Live, you OIC of Washington, go to their Facebook page, and on Blog Talk Radio this Monday morning, January the 15th, 2024, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You can call in if you want to listen or go to the Facebook page. Call-in number is 845-241-9985. You can be on the air and maybe, you know, talk about Dr. Martin Luther King as they do their peace walk. You can Skype us. You can go to the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. Or I can say you can text me, but, you know, my phone's going to be crazy with texting. So hopefully I can honor you with getting through your text. And in case you miss any episodes on air, off the air, during the air, you can always go to On Demand at the same www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio and scroll down to the episodes you'd like to hear and press play. This morning, January the 15th, we're going live from Yakima, Washington, with their 39th annual Martin Luther King Jr. March. The march starts at 12 Pacific, which is 3 p.m. Eastern. And so the Yakima, Washington community celebrates the life and achievements of Dr. Martin Luther King, an influential African-American civil rights leader. This day commemorates, as I was saying, the 39th anniversary of the National Day of Service, which was established to honor his life and legacy. The Peace Walk, like I said, starts at noon in Yakima, Washington, 3 o'clock on the East Coast, following a celebration at the Yakima Convention Center. This morning live on Blog Talk Radio and on OIC Washington Facebook. Worldwide listeners, join us with the Yakima County will hold their annual day in celebration with the theme of Replay the Dream. There will be activities for everyone in the community to come together in unity, and this annual event highlights the work of government agencies, nonprofit organizations, schools, private businesses, and community members to promote peace. Yes, we want to see peace. We're going to have that peace. Yes, yes, yes. OIC of Washington and these entities work together to plan this important celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And, of course, Sergeant James Parks will be keeping it real as he always does. So let's still listen and go out and listen to what's going on. And the music in the background is Everett Harp. What's going on? Yes, yes, yes. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? As we get ready for the march at 3 o'clock. Hello, hello. Who do we have here listening to us on Martin Luther King Day? Is that you, Brother Eddie?
Yes, Elcano. Yes, indeed. How you doing?
I am doing great. How you doing, fine sir?
I'm doing well. You check your text
good,
messages?
Good, good, I will in just a moment. I've been on the air live, so hold on. I mean, say that again, sir.
You don't have to respond You don't have to respond live. Just look at it and send me a text in reference to what I text you.
Okay,
please.
Sounds good. All right, not a problem. I can do that. Hopefully you will stay with us through this march. Sergeant Parks is over there in Yakima and, you know, getting everything together so we can go Facebook Live on the OIC page of Washington. And, you know, we're going to go from there. So you doing well today?
Every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day. Yes, 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 yes. But no, I'm doing good. Just trying to keep the dream alive, as they say. Just trying to keep the dream alive. Just trying to keep it going so that we can, you know what's going on with everything. Okay, because you know how this music goes. It don't want to act right when you're trying to act right. So we just playing some tunes in the background as we keep going on with Everett Harp and what's going on. That's what's going on. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, when I first came on, I don't know how it sounds on the internet. It's not very clear. Reception of the music.
Okay. Because I'm trying to do a couple of things, and that's what we're trying to do is get everything set up and situated before we got started. But you know how we are. You know how we are. We can't seem to get things right, but we gonna make it work. We are gonna make it work. And I'm trying to see if I could plug us up through let's see if I can plug this up through the internet. Maybe that might I make it sound a tad bit better. Let's see here. I don't know. Is that better?
No, I don't hear it at all.
You don't hear it at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Can you hear it now?
Nope.
Okay, let's see here. You hear anything?
I heard it a second ago, but when you asked the question, it stopped playing.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that you called in so that at least I know. Let me see here. What's going on,
are you up,
as they say?
Do you go to bed early? Well, a lot of times you up after your show, but before you go to bed, do you ever hear anything flying low in your area?
Like helicopters and such?
No, yeah, planes, really, like a prop plane.
Well, I don't know about a prop plane, but because I'm right by the airport, see, so I hear planes all the time.
Yeah, but there's a difference between.
Yeah. No. Because a lot of times I'll hear helicopters, but I don't know about the prop planes.
Okay. Because I'm wondering, you know, I really can't see them at night. You know, but they mm-hmm. are low because I can hear, you know. I wonder if they're spraying or something. The vibe of the show.
Chemicals
just be mindful.
And stuff. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Because tonight I'll be talking to a gentleman about this product called TerraClean. And it's... TerraClean, yes, and it's supposed to be real good. It's bio, it's for the bio, and I'm gonna get some more information, and I'm gonna have a blog talk show about his bio green. So, yep. So that's what's going on. It's supposed to be you. That's all you need. It. I mean, it degreases. It's better than awesome. It's USD approved, OSHA approved. It's all that. So, and then you know we can get. Say, for instance, if you had a link and people came to you and purchased it through you, you would get paid. So, you know.
That's
so
affiliate marketing.
That's a what marketing?
They call that affiliate marketing. You got a product, and I can sell it. Anybody sells it through my link, I get commission off, even if it's just $2.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
They call that affiliate.
Okay. So, yeah, we get paid. You know, everybody who becomes an affiliate gets paid. So it's kind of like your Melaleuca, correct?
No, it's not Melaleuca. It's called Govee.
No. It's not Melaleuca, but it's like you know, you sell and you get
like
a portion
Melaleuca.
Of it, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or ever, but they're all the same, basically. Indeed.
In essence, right. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Okay, thank you.
Membership has its privileges. Yeah, I don't know if you need to turn your speakers up or what you're playing through and how many microphones or whatever you have. But, yeah, the reception isn't that great for your audio.
Okay, because I have a mic, but I don't know how to set the thing up. I was trying to do it the other day, and it didn't work right. So I'm trying to just make sure that we can get situated through Facebook Live from, OIC of Washington. So there's the one who's supposed to be doing the Facebook Live, and they were supposed to call in. So we're making it do what it do. You know, we're going to make it do what it do because, you know, we're going to make it work. You know, it's a work in progress, I guess they say. And that's all that matters. It's a work in progress. So I'm excited anyway, trying to do something new, doing something new. No, I have not heard. I reached out to her and everything and, you know, on Facebook and everything, but I haven't spoken to her. Mm-mm. No, I've been trying to. But you haven't either?
No. Just tried today for the first time in a few weeks, but yeah.
Okay. I will. Because I do know where she lives, so it's not like I don't know where she lives, so I'll may have to go up that direction and check on the system. But yeah, I tried to reach out to her. So Sergeant Parks was supposed to be calling me back once he gets in touch with the people. And you know, can you hear that okay?
No, it's still like way in the background. It's almost like it's in another room.
Is that better?
Mm-mm. Take your phone and put it near the speaker and count to three, and I'll tell you if that's you know.
That's just it. It is by the speaker.
Your phone's
by the
speaker that you're talking on now?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Let me see. Let me try this. Let me see. If this will work better. Is this better?
There you go.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's a lot better?
Yeah. I can hear the music just as clear as I can hear you.
Okay, great. I've got my headset, my Bluetooth ears on, I guess you could say. There we go. Okay. Hey, there you go. Yes. But hopefully Sergeant Price will call in, because it's supposed to start in about 9 minutes for this march. It's like 12 degrees in Yakima, Washington, y'all. So do some warm prayers to them, because they're going to be out in that cold. Hopefully they will warm up
That's a normal winter day out there, right? That's
and
pretty
that's
much
correct,
a normal
in the Yakima,
winter.
In the Yakima area. Yeah. Yes, it's up in the northwest. It's supposed to be real. It was like on a minus something, I think, yesterday or the other day. But, you know, hopefully everybody's hearts will warm up and they'll stay warm. So we shall see how this goes, because they're supposed to call me for a sound check. I'm still waiting, but I'm going to, you know, keep my end of the bargain and do what I'm supposed to do. And just, you know, do it that way. Yes, sir.
Good.
Martin Luther King Day. Yes, I have a dream. Oh, we all have dreams. We all have dreams. Because you were you on the show the other night? Yes, you were. You came on a little bit later on with Sergeant Parks was on.
Yeah.
On last Thursday?
Sergeant Parks, I was on with, when you went into overtime.
Oh, we're always in the overtime. You know how that goes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I can't remember who the two ladies that were going with you.
Well, they had a speaker. Yeah, that was the night that
That's
Jennifer Flamenco. Yeah, so I'm just trying to keep it going on while everything, you know, is going through. Everything is going through. I'm just trying to trying to keep it alive.
You know, today
is
embarking. Today is the day embarking on the golden age in Hindustan, India's celestial calendar. Very interesting.
Oh.
This is the closing of the Kali Yuga.
The Kali Yuga? Say that again?
Yeah, Kali Yuga. You said it right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm learning.
I thought I said video
learning.
On it, but... I see the beside of me sending videos over.
She's so funny.
Just like the music say, just to know what's going on.
What's going on? No, I, even on Facebook, I've tried to reach out to her as well. And no response, so I don't know. Unless she's just working. Unless she's just working, but I'm going to have to go over there to her apartment and find out what she's doing or what she's not doing or what, you know, that type of thing. So for me.
Yeah.
No telling what her.
Right.
That is true. Going to hear some a spiritual. Hold on. Yes, we are. I don't know if you can hear it or not. Background. If I can get it a little bit.
No one let me come in. Doors are fastened and the windows pinned. Keep your hands on that plow. Hold on. Know what's said, you done lost your track. Can't bow straight and keep a looking back. Keep your hand on that plow and hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your hand on that plow and hold on.
Hopefully you're not on mute. Okay. Wait for him. Reverend Jackson?
Now you're low when the music is loud.
Huh?
Now
say it
you're
again?
Low and the music is loud.
How is this? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Reverend Jackson, are you out there? Okay, we have Reverend Ron, who has joined us as well. How you doing, Reverend Ron?
Oh, God bless everybody.
Never better.
Never better. Never better. And we got snow, but it's never better, you know?
Amen. You got snow, huh?
Yeah, we got
snow. How you doing,
Rev? How everybody doing?
Good. We got Eddie on the phone as well. Mm-hmm.
Eddie, what's up, man?
What's up, Rev?
Yes,
oh, what else?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So we're just waiting to connect with Yakima, Washington. Hopefully Sergeant Parks and everybody will be connecting. We're supposed to be going live. This hasn't been done before, so prayerfully and hopefully this will be going live, Facebook Live. So I don't know if they haven't set up, and I haven't gotten in touch with Sergeant Parks. Well, he was supposed to be finding the crew anyway. So, if not, we're going to go on with our own Martin Luther King program, and until they connect with us, they're doing the Peace Walk starting at noon, which is to the started, and then they'll be journeying to their celebration after the walk. It's 12 degrees where they are, so the temperature is 69 here, almost 70 degrees here in warm, sunny Florida. And and you say it's snowing where you are, Reverend Ron?
Snow at 15, maybe 14 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Eddie, what's the temperature where you are?
I'm right about 60.
Eddie? 60, okay. Start. I can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've already started. We're heading in the direction of the convention center.
Okay, so are they going live on Facebook or no?
Yeah, I think they're live now, but I don't know where the heck they are. I think they're on OIC.
No, because if they're on OIC of Washington, I don't see anything as of yet. So
it looked like we got about maybe 150, 200 people maybe.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it's cold. It is cold out here. I got the teeth marching next to me and stuff. Want to say something too?
Okay.
On our do it all in the morning.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Hello, how are you, and who do we have the pleasure of speaking to today?
This is Chief Murray from Yakima. We're out marching in the cold. I'm with Sergeant Parks,
all
and
right.
He's smiling.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I know he's teasing. Yes, okay. Okay, and
yes,
with me I have Reverend Ron out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and Eddie out of South Carolina. They are also marching mentally, virtually with you. And we're trying to see where you are on Facebook Live. I don't see y'all on Facebook Live. So
it was 4 degrees on my thermostat when I got out, but everybody's smiling. So yeah, I'd say about 150, 200 people are marching, and Dr. King is alive in everybody's heart. All right, here's Sergeant Parks.
Okay, I got you.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Okay, hey, Okay, I'm going to shoot you a couple of pictures and stuff, so do what you can with them.
I see you. I see you on the march. So if you want to just, you know, go up to people and have them talk and speak and everything and, you know, go from
okay.
there, because I see you all marching. I had to refresh
so
my
just,
screen.
Oh, you seeing us march? She's in Florida. She's seeing us
yes,
march.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, I am.
Okay, all
so
right.
So y'all want to see the march? Yes, if y'all want to see the march, go to OIC of Washington. They are live.
Okay, you guys, hold up.
Okay,
color guard, shift back to the middle. Shift to the middle.
Okay. Okay, I
go.
See you guys.
Hey, Todd,
your stay
no. Who's in charge? You in charge? Okay, good. Excellent, excellent.
Y'all
all right,
stop.
So I'll be with you,
okay. Okay, we're here. So if you want to have people, you know, speak, go ahead and have them speak.
Yeah.
I see the police car in front.
Do it already.
We're going to do the darn thing.
Hey, so good afternoon. It's right after 12 o'clock. We're here in Yakima. We have a phenomenal crowd despite the biting winds, the chill out here. We're out here marching for King, Dr. King, and we're having a good time. Just commemorating his birthday and his legacy. How are you doing, Miss Inez?
Amen. I'm doing well. Now that we got it all situated, we're live here. I'm watching you guys live on Facebook, and we have someone with a camera who's, you know, she's a color guard. This is what I want to see. Yeah, face in the crowd. There you go. There you go. So we want to have people, you know, just go up to people and to little kids and everybody and have them speak as well.
Hey, so you guys have anything to say to the community?
What's good, everyone?
Hola.
Say that. Have them say their name.
All right, Ms. Inez, you wanted to ask them what their names are?
Yeah, have them say their name and what does the march mean to them? What does Dr. Martin Luther King's march mean
all
to
right,
them?
All right, so what, say your name and what Dr. Martin Luther King means to you.
My name is Dawn. Dr. Martin Luther King means that everybody has right to be equal, no matter the case.
That's good.
All right, now.
I'm gonna hand over to Mr. Park.
This is all right.
Yeah.
Do the darn thing.
Okay, good. So we broadcasting all over the States now?
Yes, you are, all over the world. Yes, we are, so... When you go up to somebody with the phone, have them say their name and what Dr. Martin Luther King means to them. America.
Colonel James, Westside High School, JRTC. We're happy to be here.
Did you hear it on there? This is Colonel James of West Valley High School. They provide the color guard.
Welcome, 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 West Valley High School. How you doing? Yes, yes.
Outstanding.
I see you
good, good to hear you.
This is wonderful.
It's
can you guys
cold
hear me?
Out here, but we're doing a good job.
I see you. I see you. I see the sign. I see the people walking. That is wonderful. Yay. Yes, yes, yes.
Yay.
This technology is good, so just, yes, go up and down and have people speaking while they're marching and so we can get their voices on live. It says, Garfield Elementary, love is the only force capable of, that's all I got.
Absolutely, absolutely. We
so,
are so
this
happy.
This is wonderful.
Okay.
I can see.
Thank you,
so, you know,
okay.
Go to those people and
okay.
Stop them.
Where are you
calling
from?
What? She's in Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I'm in Tampa. I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's in Tampa. She's in Tampa.
Tell her I was in Alabama last month.
The Colonel said he was in Alabama last month.
All right. Okay, Colonel. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See all these little people all around here and people walking?
Okay.
We want to hear from them.
Okay, hold on, hold on. We're going to get somebody else to talk to.
Okay.
What's your name,
sir? The
name's
Corey
Mann.
Right there.
This is okay. I got Corey Mann here. He's walking right behind the color guard and stuff. Corey, you're being broadcasted from Tampa, Florida.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really cool.
To the worldwide, yes, to the worldwide. You're going to the listening audience worldwide.
Wow, that's really awesome. I can't believe I'm being broadcast worldwide.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so what
definitely
is,
making me smile.
Dr. Martin Luther King, what does Dr. Martin Luther King mean to you?
togetherness, really bringing us together to do stuff like this, to bring our communities closer.
Okay. Okay. Keeping the dream alive now. Okay. I don't know who has the phone or who, but if we could do spaces as well as when you're speaking, because in that way, once it's being video, you can see everybody speaking. So,
Okay, so tell me which way I need to move and stuff.
Well, I don't know who's doing the broadcasting, but there's a person with a black and white scarf and
they're on the front right. They're on the front right.
They're on the left of me, but okay. So, just go up to people and just talk to them, even the young folks, you know. If we have some older people out there who are marching as well, have them speak, because, you know, they've been around longer. So we're going to go from the oldest to the youngest as well.
First of all, I want you to talk to Jennifer. Jennifer Semenko.
Jennifer, say what your son is. Hi, I'm the same as.
Hello, and Jennifer is the director of recruiting.
She's kind of windy. She can't talk now. Maybe when we get to the convention center, she'll have something to say.
Okay. All right. Jennifer was the guest speaker the other night, last Thursday.
She was our guest speaker with Sergeant Parks.
So he was the guest speaker. And she is really, really invested in the veterans. So what I want to say. So she, it's just wonderful. It is just wonderful being able to just come together and being able to talk and see everybody marching together. Hey, I guess it can be done one way or another. So, hey, the theme of their theme is Replay the Dream. So if you all want to replay the dream, this is the 39th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. They're doing their peace walk right now in Yakima, Washington. They're live on Facebook, on OIC of Washington Facebook, if you want to go and see who you're speaking to. Well, not necessarily who you're speaking to, but where they're marching to and from. And just keeping it real with Sergeant Parks, actually.
Okay, Inez.
Go ahead.
Okay, Inez, yes. I got Reverend Pride here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey. Amen. Reverend Pride, how are you?
Hey, I'm blessing the Lord, sister.
I tried to get
on the radio on Thursday night, and I was a little late, and I must have made 10 calls to that number. I said, she'll see this 360, and no, that's Pastor Cry.
But I heard the whole program. Good.
I heard the whole program. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
But it's a sunny day here in Yakima.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cloud in the sky. A little bit on the chilly, but no wind. Beautiful.
That's great. That is great. All right, now. I don't know if that's Sergeant Parks with the beard right there. Didn't know who that is. But this is wonderful. We have some people out there viewing in the viewing pleasure that we can see. And hopefully the worldwide listening audience is also listening. So thank you. It's good to hear your voice, sir. It's always good to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor Pride, he speaks on our fifth Sundays. Yes, he speaks on our fifth Sundays here at Let's Do It Radio. So thank you, Pastor Pride.
Amen.
Yes.
And then I've got our mayor here. We on the radio. This is our mayor.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So this is our mayor here. He's walking with you, walking together.
Hello, Mayor. How are you?
It's such a great for Martin Jr. Remembering, bring forward with
Amen. God bless you here.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, then. And I'll be in touch. Okay, I'm gonna give you back to Brother Parks.
All right, Sergeant Parks. Good to see
okay,
all these people marching.
I'm gonna give you back to him.
And you're listening to Let's Do It Radio live on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. We are on Facebook Live, OIC of Washington page, and Blog Talk Radio. We are broadcasting worldwide, so the listening audience can hear what's going on, even though they may not be able to see what's going on, unless they go to Facebook, OIC of Washington, which is now live. They've been live for about almost 10 minutes now. They're marching to their final destination for the celebration. And hopefully we will be able to also listen to the celebration once they get to their destination. So how are you doing, Sergeant Park?
Okay, we're doing pretty good. We're just about a little over halfway there. We're still going.
Okay.
We'll talk to this guy right here. Who you with?
I'm with Leo. We're doing some live streaming for OIC. And
okay.
Yep. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. So this is the guy. This is the guy right here that's recording this whole thing. He's with Roy. Yeah.
Okay,
live stream.
Can we see him? Can we see him?
I don't know how to want to see you.
You know, because you never get to see the camera people. So, you know, they're just as big as an important as well as those marching. Oh, I hear Sergeant Park. That's okay. I want to see Sergeant Park. Sergeant Park, you get in front of the camera.
I'm not going to get in front of the camera.
Okay.
Don't forget it. You guys can see me on Keeping It Real with Sergeant Park.
Okay, we see the gentleman with the dress back there. Ask him what he thinks about Dr. Martin Luther King and the march, or the walk, I should say.
Yeah, what now?
The gentleman with the dreads right there with the hat on?
Yeah, just talk to him. Yeah, you talk to him.
Who was that? Okay.
Okay. That was Corey Mann.
Okay, Corey Mann. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Corey Mann.
All right.
Now, can you get to the young folks, or are you just going to wait until you get to the celebration and then talk to them?
Oh, young people? You want young people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Dr. Martin Luther King means to them. Okay.
It's the live stream. Talk.
What did I say?
Miss Inez.
Huh?
Yes.
Just talk. She want to ask you how you feel about the march. Why are you marching?
Oh, it's sick. It's cool.
What was your name?
My name is Joaquin Santoy.
Okay. What school are you going to?
Okay.
Davis High School.
Okay. Tell about why you're here.
I'm here because I just want to come support.
All right. Did you hear that?
Okay. We heard
all
that.
Right.
I can't see his face, but I heard it.
Okay. Okay, we got another one.
Okay.
I'm Roman Tetsoy, and I go to West Valley Middle School, and I'm here for the same reason.
Okay.
Who got?
The same reason. What's the same reason?
What's your name?
My name is Ezekiel Tetsoy. I go to West Valley Middle School. Yeah, and I'm here for the same reason.
All right, so we got three young people that are here for the same reason. They think the march is a good thing to do.
Okay. Do you think, I was going to ask them, do you think that they'll be able to change anything? But we'll come back to them later when
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I got one more. I got one more lady. Her name is Miss Brandon Lockhart. Here she comes, coming live.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
Good. We're out here for the MLK March today and brotherhood and sisterhood, marching for the greater good.
Amen. Amen. If you had to make one change, what would you change?
if I had to make one change, I would change people's hearts to understand that we are all human beings and we have more in common than we have differences.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ms. Lockhart. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, there's
right.
a young
move,
lady
move
I see.
Right
I see
go
the
ahead,
one little young lady right there with the with the headset on, walking with a gentleman with the plaid jacket on. Right there.
With the headset on.
Right here.
Is she in the front
right
of the march? Right in front of me?
Well, I don't know where you are.
Lady
with
the headset
with
on.
The camera.
How you doing,
the young
guys?
Lady, the little girl.
Little girl with the headset on. Who's the little girl with the headset on? Little girl.
See,
with
I don't
the
know
headset
where you
on.
Are in the march.
I'm almost up front. In fact, I'm in the middle.
Okay.
I'm in the middle.
Okay, they just stopped marching.
Okay. So we're gonna go. We're in the back of the march right here. Okay. Here you go. I got a guy who wants to talk to him. Go ahead, talk a lot. Hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Yourself?
Okay. I am doing well, thank you. You are on Blog Talk Radio. Let's Do a Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and you're streaming worldwide. You have a worldwide listening audience for this Martin Luther King Jr. Day and your Peace Walk for your 39th annual Replay the Dream. And so I wish the camera would turn around so that we could see who we're talking to, but, you know, he has to walk forward. So who are you, and what does Dr. Martin Luther King's dream mean to you?
My name is DJ Ty Walker, and the dream means the pursuit of equality and just loving thy neighbor, really what Christ's mission
okay.
was, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s mission was, and today my family's mission is the same. So that's what it means to us.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for still replaying the dream. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Live.
Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook
All right,
Live.
I'm trying to move up. I'm trying to move up to the front. Believe it or not, I'm supposed to be controlling this thing.
You are. So are you walking with the cameraman?
No, the cameraman is up front. We got two, one in the back and then one up front.
Okay. Okay. Because I guess I don't know which one I'm at. I think I'm up front because I see the young people with the banner.
Okay, good. Then that's the front camera
so that's,
guy.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
And then now they're coming up on the love is the only force capable
yeah.
of transforming an enemy into a friend. So which are you near that one?
Because I
see the bus
see
behind all them. Is the bus
yeah,
taking
I'm trying
people
to make
to
it
the,
up front.
Celebration?
I'm too old. I'm kind of. We got about another block.
Okay. Okay. Great. This is great. This is so.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. So. Okay. So you say we have two cameramen. So once you get to the celebration, can you have one of the cameramen, turn and to the people and ask the people questions, or I don't know if they can hear me, but you'd have to be with him or with whoever the cameraman is so that we could be in sync.
Okay, I'll
so
try.
He just
I'll
went
try
around the
make,
car.
I'll try and make that happen.
Okay, but we'll wait for you. You know, we'll wait for you because we have
right.
we have time. We have plenty of time.
All right, not a problem.
We have plenty of time. All right. So those of you out there listening to this worldwide broadcast, Facebook Live, if you want to see it live, you go to the OIC of Washington Facebook Live page, and you can see them doing the peaceful walk like Dr. Martin Luther King did. And they've been walking for probably about for a few minutes now. So I guess about 25 minutes now, so they're almost to their destination for the celebration. They have approximately 200 people walking with them.
It's calling. Mark,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait till they close up this back.
Okay. I don't want you to run and hurt yourself now. Okay, so the back cameraman.
He's all the way back. Hopefully, I get him when we turn the corner out. Yeah, I'll try and get him when we turn the corner.
Okay. All right. Good. Because we are up in the front again with
God.
The front one.
Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Forward.
Hold on, because the man's tying the young man's shoe. Okay. And I just saw the police car turning the corner. Okay.
Right.
We have the young people.
Okay, we got the guy
getting ready to
take it. Yeah.
Okay. See, but you're in the back. And see, I want them on camera, but you have the two cameras. So we just wait till you get to the. And where you guys? What's your destination? Sergeant Park.
Yeah.
What is your destination?
Okay, so we got about 100 yards left.
But where are you going for your celebration?
We're going to the Yakima Convention Center.
Okay.
The program is going to will start shortly after we get there. It'll last about an hour.
Okay, we're going to be with you. Hopefully. I know you can't be talking during the celebration. So, but they're still going to stay live, correct?
Yeah, they'll stay live. They'll probably do the whole program.
Oh, good. Okay. So
all
I'm
right.
going to be
so,
staying
so
with
let
you.
Me,
and...
I'm gonna, okay. I'm gonna be on air, but I'm gonna be quiet for a minute so I can get everybody into the convention center.
Okay, and as you're getting them into the convention center, I know I was going to have you have a cameraman and you, like, speaking to the people as they're going in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
So you'll need to be up to the front.
Yeah, he's still screaming on the corner back there.
Okay, yep. Yes, he is. Because we're at the end of the, or the back end of the march.
Okay, you guys. Hey, slow it down. come on, move our way up to the door. Thank you, Colonel. Outstanding. Okay, we need to move inside. The program is going to start in about 15 minutes. Make sure you get a program on the inside of the agenda. I'm still looking for that camera guy.
Okay, the color guard is there. Because this is one gentleman, one
you
on camera.
You're not with this right. You're not with Roy's audio. All right, that's not hers. That's not the guy.
Okay, the gentleman just followed, I think, Corey Mann in.
Uh-huh.
And he's gone to the left. So I want, if you could
Corey
be
Mann?
At the, I think it was Corey Mann. That's what I think he said. Uh-huh. So So now he just entered into the auditorium or the convention center?
Yeah. I don't see him. They must already be inside. I'm going to go
he,
and check
he
it
is.
Out.
He's inside
okay.
the convention center. Okay?
All right.
So, yes.
How you doing?
So, yes.
Okay, so we're entering the convention center.
Mm-hmm. Because I hear the drums playing. And
yeah,
people are getting
African-American
seated.
African-American drummer. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see him at the front. Yes.
Okay, we're inside.
Can you hear me okay? You can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Do you guys hear me with her? Yeah. She's a radio station out of Tampa.
Are you there?
Hello, how are you, sir?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Can
Hi.
You hear me okay?
Yeah, if you want to pick up the live stream, if you go to OIC Yakima on Facebook, we have a live stream going.
No, that's where I am. I've been there the whole time. But see, what I was trying to do was, as you're live streaming, there was two people streaming, and I wanted you guys to kind of turn around and face face some of the people and then ask the questions, you know, what does Dr. Martin Luther King mean to them type of thing. And so Sergeant Parks was doing that, but it wasn't on camera. You follow me?
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so you were hoping to get some of that on the live stream.
Yes. That is correct. So, you know, either as they may be leaving, what does Dr. Martin Luther King mean to them, or as they're entering. But you know how you want to get a program started, so either way. And I want young and older people to say something.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll see what we can
okay.
do.
Okay. Okay, thank you, fine, sir.
Yep, of course. So if you're thinking
to make
this movie
on the live stream, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you. Okay, I'm going to look for something, but it's probably going to last maybe not more than 5 minutes, you know.
Oh, it doesn't have to be long. And I was telling him, I said, I don't know if you want to do it like before
okay,
or after it's over.
Okay, so did you get a shot of the whole room? Did you get a shot of everything in the room?
Are you talking to me or to him?
I'm talking to you.
I mean, right now I see the picture of the drummer and I see a picture of Harriet Tubman, I guess, or Sojourner.
Yeah, good.
Okay, that's what I have now.
That's the setup. So let me get somebody so to interview him. Let's see here.
Because he's probably on a stationary camera stand, correct?
This is Do It Already. Talk to you live. I'll go out on Facebook live. Or what?
Okay, you're coming in out kind of
Okay, we got a guy, his name is Inez Williams. He's a guy that works with us real closely and stuff.
Okay.
All right. So he's going to live stream. We're going to get you one more person after that, all right?
Okay. I see you.
Now, this guy's in our recreational program. He helped with hundreds of kids and stuff that we got in OIC recreational sports program. All right.
Okay,
here
now,
we go.
Now, okay.
Okay, he's screaming down. You
what?
See him, right? His name is Isaiah Williams.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah. Okay.
I do. I'm going to have to lift the camera because all I see is stomach.
All right. Okay. You want one other person?
I do, but you're gonna have to use your phone because it's coming through your phone.
Okay. Is the live stream is coming through my phone?
No, I got you.
Okay, you got it now?
I do. Gonna have to be a little bit louder.
A little bit louder. Program is getting ready to start and stuff, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Isaiah. Sergeant Park. Thank you, Isaiah Williamson.
All right.
Sergeant Park.
Yeah.
Sergeant Park. Go
yeah,
ahead and get
I'm
ready here. For the program. No. Go ahead and get ready for the program. Is that you with the yellow on?
Yellow, no. I got on black, all black.
I mean black, but with the security thing on. Are you heading towards the front?
Yeah, I'm heading towards the front.
Okay, I see you.
Right.
So that's probably where you need to be. That's where you need to be so we can hear good.
Well, I'm trying to get everybody in. Okay. So I'll be talking to you, all right?
I see you. I see you heading up towards the camera right there.
Yeah. Yep. Camera.
Yeah, I see you.
Camera's back.
One
is back. Okay. Excuse me. Program's going to start in about 5 minutes. If everybody can get in and have to take a seat. Thank you. Hey, girl, how you doing? Oh, I'm here. Okay, hold on. I got you. Friend of mine and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Hey, this is live. There was something on Facebook. Okay, this next lady to come up, she's real instrumental in the community and stuff. She do all kinds of things.
Okay.
Up a little bit. Yeah, go ahead. You hear?
Give her your phone while she's speaking, and then she can give you your phone back after she's done.
Okay. It's really important for me to be in touch with my community. I actually work within the community at Yakima Neighborhood Health Services as Connections. I help out with the homeless community, and I make sure that everybody gets like what they need in order to get housed, and like coming here to my and it's really important for me to like bring the community together, attendees events because like the community has to be part of it.
Okay, so that's about it. We're gonna get everybody into the convention center. Okay, and all right, and then I'll be talking to you after the program.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Just make
okay.
sure that
I'll
you let... are. Yes. I see you.
Okay. All right. So.
Okay. Now who was that young lady who just spoke? Because it was kind of. It was kind of crappy when she was speaking.
Okay. Her name is Michia. Her name is
okay.
All
okay.
right.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to shut down a little bit now. They want to catch you on the flip end program. All right.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be here. Mm-hmm.
All right.
My name is Yakima, area 808 celebration on members we don't direct in.
Gathered here today. I look out across this auditorium.
Let us push the path together.
Dr. Peter Dench. mayor of Yakima, Ms. Connor. Proclamation.
Thank you.
Okay, the dream. Mr. Moses performing the Native American dance. Young man dancing, Indian native Indian dance. young man dancing the suits, going through hoops, coming in and out of hoops. Principal of Davis High School.
Hello. 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 Yeah, let's do it radio. How you doing? You're calling in about Dr. King Day today?
Yes, we're on live right now. We're doing the celebration, so that's why it's just kind of quiet.
No, okay. All right. Are you guys taking any comments, questions, or concerns?
We will after the celebration is over.
Okay. So, and I see you got 55 minutes remaining. Okay, so it won't be a good time to call back in.
That's remaining, but I think they'll probably be done soon because their celebration is only about an hour. So you can hang out in the background if you want to, and I don't know if you can hear what's going on.
No, ma'am, I can't. I'm only hearing you because, it's sounding distorted, you know what I mean? And I don't know if they're playing games with us and what happens because I host my own podcast as well, too. Which is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and we deal with the black.
I know who you are.
We deal with, oh, yes, ma'am. And as you know, Blog Talk has been sending us, through some changes and whatnot, so I guess they're getting their algorithms together. And it's just very, very interesting, but one thing I do want to say about Dr. King, I was a child on April 4th, 1968, and I remember the day very, very well.
Okay, before you go into it, because the gentleman is still talking.
Okay.
Reverend Trimble, Reverend Robert Trimble. Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Sometimes our Hello.
Can you talk?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Program is just about over with.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Program just about over with. Reverend Trimble is giving his keynote.
Hold on, I can't hear. Hold on.
Yeah, Reverend Trimble is giving his keynote speech.
I hear. I'm there.
Okay. All right. I'll get back with you in about 10.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Reverend Robert Trimble. Thank you.
and then realize how much and everyone can see and
Hey, everyone, my name, and this is the Reed General from
My video has ended. Available on OIC of Washington. After a while, we shall. Aha, we shall overcome someday. Yes, yes, yes. We shall overcome someday. Just don't know what day, but one day.
Mr. King, we want to tell you, Mr. King, we only hear us, Mr. King, that yes, we do believe, Mr. King, we believe all that everyone is equal, we believe.
Martin Luther King Jr. song, children's song. You know what? If I had
And while sitting there autographing books, a demented black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, are you Martin Luther King? And I was looking down writing and I said yes. The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed that the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you drowned in your own blood. That's the end of you. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. It said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. I want to say tonight that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch hours. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962. The Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. The black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the civil rights bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed. I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yeah. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when we gather, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
We are free, but are we free? Some of us still feel like we are in. We play the dream today. Yakima, OIC of Washington, with their peace march and celebration. I don't know how good it's going to come out because with technology, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing, but we're going to learn today. So we had a Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio. So that was cool. So hopefully we got to hear some of the kids and some of the adults tell us how they feel about Dr. Martin Luther King and where we are today, and if they can make a change, what would that change be? So before we close out today, I want to thank Sergeant Parks, the NAACP of Yakima, the OIC of Washington out of Yakima as well for having this show today, this live show. This is a work in progress, so, hey, we'll know next time what to do. But today, Dr. Martin Luther King, a leader, and you play the dream.
Dr. King, a leader and a hero. Do you recognize this man? People all over the world know his face. They know his name. Now you will too. This is Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and he was an American hero. Dr. King was born in Atlanta, Georgia, on January 15, 1929. That was more than 90 years ago. Here's a picture of Martin when he was 6 years old. He loved riding his bike, playing baseball, and eating ice cream. Martin's best friend was a boy who lived nearby, but that changed one day when his friend told him they couldn't play together anymore. His friend was white, and Martin was black. His friend's father didn't want his son playing with a black child. This made Martin sad and angry. He didn't understand why he couldn't play with his friend. During that time, there were laws in parts of our country that kept white people and black people apart. Keeping people apart like this is called segregation. The law said that black people and white people had to go to different schools, parks, and restaurants. The schools and parks for black people were often old and run down. The schools and parks for white people had newer books and better playgrounds. In some states, black and white people were not allowed to use the same water fountains and bathrooms. Buses were segregated too. When Martin was all grown up, the laws hadn't changed. He and many other people knew these laws were unfair, and the laws made him very angry. But he was a peaceful man. He did not want to use violence to change the laws. So what did he do? Dr. King used his words. He wrote letters, newspaper articles, and even books. He wanted to persuade people to end segregation. He organized marches. He led big groups of people as they walked through streets. They all thought the laws were wrong. Other people saw these marches and began to ask themselves, are these laws really fair? Dr. King also gave speeches. He spoke in front of thousands of people. In 1963, Dr. King gave his most famous speech at a big march in Washington, D.C. He talked about his dreams for the future. He said he believed that someday the world would be a better place.
My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Dr. King's words made people feel hopeful. When he spoke, the crowd cheered and clapped. Some people cried and hugged each other. They also believed the time had come for things to change. His dream helped other people dare to dream too. There were still some people who didn't want the laws to change. They were angry with Dr. King for trying to change them. They tried to hurt him and his family. That was scary. But Dr. King was brave. He didn't let those people stop him. He kept working. He knew he was doing what was right. Dr. King was a great leader. He inspired many people. He made them feel brave and strong. He made them believe that together they could make a change. It can be hard for one person to change the world on his or her own. But when thousands of people work together, they can make a big difference. And they did. It took a long time, but the laws of segregation did finally change. Dr. King's leadership and hard work helped make the world a better place. Dr. King is no longer with us. Still, people remember him and continue his good work. We celebrate him every year in January on his birthday. On this day, we take time to think about his life and what he did for our country. But you can celebrate him every day. You can spread his message of love, peace, and fairness by treating others with kindness and respect.
I like the really like a few seconds left. Lock, as they say. Oh, why still today can't we live and play together? Will there be a change? Will we overcome? Why are we still so violent? Think about it as we go through our lives today. Replay the dream over and over until it becomes a reality. Nothing in this universe can grow without changing. Neither can you. Have a great day. May the dream live on. Dr. Martin Luther King, thank you for allowing us to be able to celebrate you. And prayerfully, we will get through all of this. We can only do it one day at a time, one person at a time. And as we come all together, you know what? We can make a change. We have to start with the man in the mirror, as Michael Jackson said. So let's start and keep replaying that dream until it becomes a reality. Thank you again for joining us today, January the 15th, 2024. Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, 90 plus years, keep the dream alive as we leave today, Blog Talk Radio, letsdoitradio.com. Have a wonderful day, have a wonderful week, and keep those thoughts in your mind. Replay the dream over and over until it becomes a reality. Thank you. And that's what's going on Let's Hear Radio, on Blog Talk Radio today. Let's keep it going on. We play the dream. Have a good day, good evening. Love on each other.